Welcome to a damnation, a sick mind, a sick story. One day, I was going out and I went into this building, you know, just waiting for someone, when I seen this Down syndrome girl. And, you know, I've seen a lot of cute women that have Down syndrome. I don't know, I just think they're cute. And she approaches me and she starts going, I want a Twinkie. You have a Twinkie. I said, Twinkie? Oh, I'm sorry, baby. I don't have a Twinkie.
Yeah, you do. You have a Twinkie right there. I want that Twinkie.
I'm like, I don't have a Twinkie.
Yeah, it's right there.
I'm looking around. I'm like, what am I gonna do? I'm in a situation, you know. Who's accompanying this? Yes, she may be a grown woman, but she has maybe the mind of a child. And she's like,
I want a Twinkie. Can I have your Twinkie?
I was like, man, look, I'm pulling out my pockets. I'm like, I don't have a Twinkie.
She said, it's right there.
I said, what? What are you talking about? So she taps me on my pants. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's hitting my private part.
Yeah, that's the thump right there. I want that Twinkie.
And I was like, wow. She's calling my penis a Twinkie. And I'm like, where'd she get this from?
Then I have that Twinkie and queen feeling.
I said, oh, man. Being the kind gentleman I am, I gave her the Twinkie.
She said, now that's queen feeling. Now that's the stump. Queen feeling.
I must say that was the best gift I can give, and it was a gift that kept on giving for both of us. So I don't discriminate. She got her Twinkie and I exhausted my cream filling. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a bad joke. Why you say that for?
I love you too. Peace.